I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you're in the same place I was, take the first step like I did. Make the phone call that can change your life. PhD Weight Loss. Their program is fast, simple. They won't let you fail. Schedule your consultation today. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Here's the best part. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now. 864-644-1900. 64644-1900. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A federal grand jury has found a 29-year-old white supremacist, Brandon Clint Russell from Orlando, Florida, guilty of plotting to cripple the Baltimore power grid 2 years ago. Russell and a co-defendant, Sarah Beth Glendaniel from Catonsville, were charged with plotting to carry out attacks against transformers within electric substations in the Baltimore area. Glendaniel was sentenced last year to 18 years in prison. Russell's attorney says he plans to appeal the verdict. Authorities estimated the damage the two would have caused if they carried out their attack would have exceeded $75 million. And a family-owned sporting goods shop that has served Baltimore for almost 90 years, Princeton Sports, is closing. The owners of Princeton Sports on Falls Road, Alan Davis, and his brother Paul Davis, say they're retiring and will close by mid-April. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit Jim Barbie Automotive. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The concept of a three-peat getting a lot of run this week as the Chiefs attempt to do that Sunday at Super Bowl 59. The last three-peat in any major team sport was the Kobe Bryant-led Lakers from 2000 to 2002. Chief safety Trent McDuffie was asked about it.
Each and every week for us, it's a 1-0 mindset, we like to say. You know, it's a faceless opponent, and honestly, the three-peat hasn't really been talked about. You know, we know it's a goal, but each week sets its own new opportunity to go out there and play.
Eagles come into the game with the second-ranked rushing offense in the league, behind only the Ravens. Quarterback Jalen Hurts says Saquon Barkley has changed the team's dynamic.
I think, obviously, when you have a threat in Saquon and you're able to lean on that, I think that has a big role in what you do offensively. And so he's been a great addition to us, and he's been able to help us in that.
Ravens news, team happy to retain Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Deal finalized yesterday, terms not disclosed. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
He's a really good football coach. He's an old-school football coach with kind of a new school and a creative mind, always creating.
What Monken created last season was a history-making offense, as the Ravens became the first team in the NFL to pass for 4,000 and rush for 3,000 yards in the same season. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball doing the pole vault. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking day to get outside. A mix of sun and clouds. 52 today. Tomorrow, a few snowflakes, some sleet possible late in the day. 37. And then widespread rain Thursday. 44 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 degrees in Perry Hall, 43 in Pikesville, and 44 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning to you. We are already just rolling this morning. It's only Tuesday, man. This morning we're talking about USAID. We were talking about the tariffs and how all this is working out when it comes to Canada and Mexico. And then also the big question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If you go to WCBM.com, you can partake in the poll. Question is similar to yesterday's. Yesterday, we were talking about Canada. Today, it's about China. Is there a downside for the U.S. in a trade war with China? That is the question. Response is yes or no. So far, 0% of you say yes, and 18% of you say no. Interesting enough. We are going to get into this USAID conversation. We got a lot of audio to play, but I also have people that have been hanging on the phone lines for a bit here. So I want to go ahead and get some of these callers. I got Robert in Dundalk. Robert, we're going to be talking a lot about all this USAID money and the fact that there's a lot of most likely fraud and waste. What's your take on this?
Oh, yeah. Well, hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, yeah, that's a definite. But you said we could talk about something, you know, that threw me off for a second. Like you said with your mom with... they say Lunch Bucket Joe stuttering and all that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. That to me is so wild because it's like, I have people like that too. They really, and they'll argue with you. And I just think it's to whatever they watch, you know, it's like real propaganda and people don't understand that. It's like, cause it's, I used to think it was willfully ignorance and that's bad, you know, but anyway, that's where you got me with that with your mom. You said your mom would be, they don't see it. It's just what they watch.
It is bizarre. You know? It is. And I've sent her clips before of Joe Biden not stuttering at all in his 50-year career of politics. And she'll still say, well, maybe he was doing very well at hiding it. I'm like, what?
Like, yeah, it's like, but then it's like, okay, well, why would we want him to, you know, communicating to other leaders of countries?
Yeah,
like,
makes no sense.
They don't go that far with it. But yeah, but the USA, oh, that's horrible. It's horrible. And I say, you know, right off the bat, Doge wants to look into it and they're flipping out. So that should tell you something right there. They had to hack into, I don't know if you heard, you know, had to hack into the system because they wouldn't let Elon and the boys get in there. That should tell you something. And it's just scary. But to me, it's like, have we done any good with it? Why is there wars all through the world? And nothing is working. I mean, why don't we change something up, you know? It's like they say this is a peaceful way of, appeasement of, that's giving the world money to keep them, chilled. It ain't working, you know?
Right, right.
There's no way they're accountable. So, yeah, I believe 100%. Yeah, it's like, I'm amazed that we're getting this far and getting in there. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fight going on trying to hide all that mess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Robert, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. And, you know, as Robert pointed out, I mean, think about it. They were down there protesting yesterday. I've never seen Democrats assemble so quickly. Right? There's juvenile crime. There's all kinds of things where you would think that they would really be concerned about, right? You've got illegal immigrants killing U.S. citizens. They didn't assemble for any of those things. As soon as they said that they were going to open the books, it was one phone call. They were all there, right? Suited up. And that's where I have some of this sound from. And before we move on to the next caller here, I do want to play for you. This is Representative Ian Omar out of Minnesota. This was Ian yesterday at the USAID protest. And remember, only Democrats were there. But take a listen.
It is really, really a sad day in America. We are witnessing a constitutional crisis. We talked about Trump wanting to be a dictator on day one, and here we are. This is what the beginning of dictatorship looks like. When you gut the Constitution and you install yourself as the sole power, that is how dictators are made. What Trump and Elon and all of their cronies are trying to do is take away the constitutional power of Congress. We get to decide. We have the power of the purse. We get to decide where money is allocated, and it's the executive's power to make sure that that money gets to where it needs to get. When we talk about civil servants being let go, what we are talking about is not saving money. It's essentially saying they can get paid while they're home and their work doesn't get done on behalf of the American people. Right. Right. It is us, taxpayers, who are being ripped off. It is us, taxpayers, who are not getting the resources that we paid into. So I ask the American people, do you want people at home and getting a paycheck and not providing services to you? The answer is no. Do you want the executive making the only decisions in this country, or do you want the elected representatives that you sent to Washington making those policies?
All right, so that was Congresswoman Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota. For a minute there, I thought she was talking about the government workers that are already been working remote. She said, do you want them sitting at home and getting paid but not doing the work? Like, wait a minute. We had this discussion last week. No, but she's very upset, obviously, because they want to make sure that they have their finger on that power and that money. And what Elon Musk and President Trump is saying, they're not saying that you don't have the money to power to allocate these funds. What they're saying is we just want to open the books and look at the receipts. They're not telling them that they can no longer act as Congress and that this is only going to be done through executive order and President Trump through the executive branch. He's just saying, let's just make sure that there isn't waste, fraud, and abuse. And so it's like a hit dog will holler, won't they? Because that's what's going on right now. That's why I was surprised to see Congressman Johnny Olszewski speaking out yesterday. I thought he was smarter than this. I'm going to be honest with you. I did. 100%. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought he was brighter than this. And he showed me otherwise yesterday. I've got Lorenzo in Boston. Lorenzo, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. Thanks, Kim. Hey, you're awesome. You're a star in the making. Maryland's lost for not getting you in there. But, Omar, Rassenberg, the other guy you just mentioned, they're all getting kickbacks in this thing. It's going to come out. What Elon Musk and Vivek, all they're doing is exposing all the corruption to this. And you had another caller, Dan, called in. He was right on about tariffs. They work. So it's been a great first couple weeks.
Yeah,
we're winning.
Yep,
and we're gonna continue winning. We're gonna get a lot of stuff exposed. He's opening up stuff that's gonna expose just how dirty the Bushes were involved in the Federal Reserve, just how dirty they were involved in Martin Luther King's thing, President Kennedy's, even Malcolm X. It's all gonna come out.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are very worried, Lorenzo, because so many are going to be implicated in this. And like I said earlier, I think when it comes to this USAID money, I think we're going to see a lot of money that went towards things, in-house, right, in the United States that went against some conservatives and Republicans. I think that's what we're going to also see when we open these books.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, Lorenzo, thank you so much for weighing in all the way in Boston. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, see, this is what I also love about posting the number online. Because some people that are listening in other areas, and they'll say, oh, wait, we could call. Yes, please call. Please call. I love getting feedback from everybody. Because, many people, not everybody agrees with me, which is great. But on top of it, there's so many people that bring in other pieces of this conversation. And as Lorenzo just pointed out, we are going to see some more information about the assassinations of JFK, RFK, MLK. I didn't realize he said Malcolm X. I didn't realize that was part of the deal. But there is a lot coming out. And there are a lot of people that are extremely worried. You best believe it. I've got Herb in Essex. Herb, how do you feel about the USAID protest here from the Democrat Party?
Well, I think that it's insane. And also with these Democrats, they're incorporating private citizens, so to speak, into this protest. And you have these people protesting in L.A. and in Baltimore and everywhere else. And I think that these people that are there protesting, that are waving a Mexican flags or any flag of any other country, if you are here in this country and you are not an American citizen, and I mean if you're here as a exchange student or if you're here illegally because you ran across the border, if you're not an American citizen, you have no right at all to protest, especially when you're waving a flag of a different country. At that point, you become somebody just like a spy or somebody that's an illegal combatant. And you talk about insurrection. Somebody here that's not an American citizen and is doing that, they should be immediately arrested, put in a federal or a military-style jail until they can take and send them home, and they should also be fined. They should not be able to be allowed to do this. You take somebody like Ilhan Omar, who's out there, who was not an American citizen. She became a naturalized citizen, and now her and her brother are protesting against the United States. Yeah. It just goes to show how these people do not understand the Constitution. She's saying all these things are unconstitutional. People should send her a Constitution and make her read it. If she can't read it, you need to put it on disc or something where she can listen to it, because she obviously doesn't understand our Constitution. If she would have taken all this passion and all this stuff that she has against America and fought against the country where she had to run away from, Can you imagine what she could have done in her country instead of coming here and protesting? How much better she could have made the country that she ran away from, just like the rest of these people that are here protesting from other countries. If they would take that passion and do it to their country, the country they're running away from, which they said before, the S-hole countries that they ran away from, their country could be a lot better. But they don't. And it's insane. And these Democrats are feeding this insanity by lying constantly about everything that they're doing.
Yeah. No, Herb, well said. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
Me too.
Thank you. And he's right. You know, that's what would be so great if I was on Capitol Hill right now. And this is a question I was asked by the Washington Examiner this morning. I guess they're going to post this article later today. But the reporter was asking me about, you know, Representative Jasmine Crockett and others in the squad. It's like, you know, they were asking, why doesn't the GOP say anything? Because it's like they don't check the boxes. They don't check the boxes. If I was on Capitol Hill today, I could tell them all to shut up and sit down. I could tell Ilhan Omar to go back where you came from. If you think you're such a great leader, go back to Somalia and lead Somalia to, you know, gravy, you know? I could say that. Nothing would happen to me. Nothing would happen to me. But yesterday, as, you know, even Representative Jasmine Crockett, she was on, I guess it was CNN or something, and she was mentioning Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. She said, they don't have to work twice as hard. I had to work twice as hard to get in my seat. And I made a post. I'm like, you know, that's what she says. Meanwhile, the narrator says, in fact, Jasmine Crockett has no idea how hard Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert had to work to get their seat. That they've been saying this for the beginning of time. I can say that I worked very hard when I ran for office in 2020 and even this past cycle, much harder than my opponents, that is for sure. Is it because I'm black? No, it's because I was a Republican in a blue district, you know? So, but that's what they say. She's like, I had to work so hard to get this seat. You have no idea what kind of work other people are putting in. You have no idea. But I've been hearing this quote since the beginning of time. Even, you know, growing up, people are like, well, Kim, you're a black woman. You're going to have to work twice as hard. If you plan to be a lawyer or a doctor, and I was thinking, what? Aren't I going to attend the same schools, get the same degrees? What do you mean? What do you mean? You know? And so, but that's what they'll put in your head. So even as a child, and I'm sure Jasmine Crockett went through the same thing. As a child, they will tell you that you will have this permanent chip on your shoulder. You will always be a victim of the color of your skin. And you will have to work extremely hard to get where some other white girl is. That's just not the case. And not only that, they don't know the case, because they have no idea how hard that other family worked. They don't know. You know what? I talk about this in reference all the time because, and I talked about, my ex-husband's from Shamokin, Pennsylvania. They are dirt poor in so many areas of Shamokin, Pennsylvania. And he had to work extremely hard to be a CPA. And guess what? He's white. Okay? There are people that have to work hard. You know, a lot of it stemming from class, social, economic status. And it doesn't have to come down to skin color. But this is where we are. This is a conversation that we reduce it to all of the time. It is exhausting. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years in offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
When a warrior faces adversity, he fights through it. He finds a way. Freedom isn't free. Rolling strong. Belief. Believe you can, and you will.
Wheelchairs for Warriors provides mobility solutions to veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty. Join the mission and visit wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. We're talking about USA, talking about the fact that we had many officials in D.C. yesterday protesting against Trump and Elon Musk because they wanted to just open the books. I got a text here from Tiffany in the county. Tiffany says, Kim, did you notice that the majority of the protesters were representatives and senators from Maryland and Virginia? The lady running for governor of Virginia against the current lieutenant governor was also out there. Those people are out there because the constituents they represent. Raskin even mentioned his constituents in Montgomery County. It's a shame. Yeah, Tiffany, it's wild, isn't it? Almost as if they're the ones that really have their hands in the pot. Right? I did have some audio here that I want to play for you from my former opponent, Johnny Olszewski. He was also protesting. He got up to the mic there yesterday. Take a listen. He's top notch here. Take a listen.
It's also a reflection of our founding fathers' desires to prevent a monarchy. I'll end with one more thought. We will do all that we can in Congress, but we need you, America, to listen and to act, because today it's USAID. Tomorrow, it's our health care, it's Social Security, it's our livelihoods, it's our freedoms. So stand up for USA today, USA today, so that we can stand up for all of our freedoms in the days ahead. I am grateful to be standing here with incredibly patriotic and smart colleagues who joined me in this outrage and who commit to doing whatever we can to stop this assault.
Johnny. All right. He actually had to read that word for word. He looked... That was very difficult for him. And you know what? I love the encouraging applause, you know, as he was stuttering there. They're like, you can do it. Take your time, baby. Take your time. This is what I said. I said this weeks ago, and I think I was talking to Delegate Carl Jackson. I said, look, the Democrats in Maryland, because it's such a blue state, they don't have to be great, right? I mean, they're so mediocre. It's if they were in a competitive state, right, where they actually had to compete for their seats every cycle, They would have to be much better at public speaking. I mean, we talk about Mayor Brandon Scott all the time. You have to be much better at public speaking. You have to have charisma. You would have to be like a Governor Wes Moore or a President Barack Obama or a President Trump, right? You would have to have all of those things. But here in Maryland, you can be complete trash. As long as you're a Democrat and you can speak the English language, you're fine. He says, you know, we have to stop this assault on USA Today, right? Meanwhile, that's what, the newspaper? But he's saying you have to stop this assault. There was no assault. There's no assault going on here. They just want to look at the receipts. I got Darren in Baltimore. Darren, you wanted to weigh in on the tariffs?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I want to just tell you that with your looks, you don't have to work twice.
Oh, thank you, Darren. That's very sweet.
You're welcome. Hey, Kim, I want to know why Trump has latched onto these tariffs. Because if I have to pay something $500 for something as opposed to $400 for it, how does that make me a better consumer? Or how does that benefit me?
Yeah.
So in other words, tariffs are passed, but the customers are the ones that pay them.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no doubt about that, Darren. You're correct in that. And I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great week, and I'll answer that. You know, when it comes to these tariffs, let's just be honest. You're going to feel some of this heat. And Darren's right about that, right? The consumer's going to feel some of this heat. But in the long run, because a lot of these countries can't go toe-to-toe. They can't hold out. This is why when it was interesting when Canada stepped forward and Justin Trudeau was like, oh, well, then we'll do this and we'll raise tariffs here. They can't. Their economy would not be able to handle it. So what they would have to do is bend the knee. They have to fold. And on the other end of that, that's when we start negotiating and leveraging even further so that we can continue to drop some of these prices. That's what it's going to have to be. But yes, right now, are you going to see stock markets go up and down? Sure. Are you going to see the market affected? Sure. But we've got to look at the bigger picture. We can't just keep, you know, sitting here going, you know, piece by piece, day by day. This is like living check to check, basically. We've got to look at the bigger picture here. But Darren, you're right about that. The consumers will feel that initially. Coming up next, we'll continue on this conversation. And looks like some people want to weigh in about some of the things that Johnny O said yesterday. You know, is this what District 2, is this what you voted for? I mean, really, he's mad about government efficiency. He voted against the Lake and Riley Act. Is this what you wanted in District 2? We'll discuss when we get back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's imposition of 10% tariffs on imports from China is being answered by Beijing with tariffs on U.S. goods. A 15% levy on coal and liquefied natural gas, 10% on U.S. crude, agricultural equipment, and some vehicles. The Chinese tariffs due to take effect next week. Mr. Trump has agreed to a one-month pause in tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports after both countries agreed to do more to secure their borders with the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump, a sit-down to take place later today. The White House applauding news that hospitals are ending so-called gender-affirming care for transgender youth. And Chris Wright, confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary, vowing to unleash America's vast energy resources. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 8 points, NASDAQ up 201. This is SRN News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Super Bowl week, of course, includes a State of the Union press conference by Roger Goodell. And so it was that the league's commissioner took the mic yesterday and was asked about the league's continuing DEI efforts and how they may be affected by the Trump administration's stance.
We got into diversity efforts because we felt it was the right thing for the National Football League. And we're going to continue those efforts because we've not only convinced ourselves, I think we've proven ourselves that it does make the NFL better.
Interesting comments on MLB's Hot Stove Show by new Orioles special advisor Adam Jones, talking about how Japanese ball players starting to emulate their American counterparts.
The way we lift, the way we eat, they're taking accustomed to it. Not all the food that we eat in America, but they're taking accustomed to how we train. And you have a lot of Americans who do go over there, and Latin guys who have the Western training style. And the Japanese players see it. I think they, with so many games being televised, they have the ambition to want to be in America.
Because of his experience in Japan, Jones will help the Orioles develop that market. And finally, how's this for pole vaulting? Maryland basketball, riding a four-game win streak, including a pair of rank wins, has entered the AP Top 25 this week at number 18. It's the first AP Top 25 ranking for the Terps since February of 23, and is the highest since Maryland was ranked 13th in December of 22. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Oriole great passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member, NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Sunshine, warm temperatures today, but it doesn't last much longer. We've got a dose of winter headed our way tomorrow. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 52 the high. We're dry tonight. Tomorrow's a cloudy day, a little bit of light sleet, a few snowflakes tomorrow, 37. We're still dealing with a wintry mix tomorrow night, but then it changes to rain Thursday. Rain off and on and 44 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Guess who just bought an $88 million ski resort?
Who?
Zelensky's company just bought a hotel in the Courchevel ski resort for 88 million euros. I have to ask the question.
We send money over to him. That means he doesn't have to spend his own money on the things that we're paying for now, so he can use his own money to buy a ski resort.
I just keep doing this kind of thing because this is why the left lost. They don't know how to read the room.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Yes, I like to dance to that song. Good morning to you. We're talking about USAID. Yes, that was dancing. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Okay, I've got a little bit of rhythm, I would like to think. We're talking about government spending. And Symphony County pointed out most of those that were at the protest yesterday that are so upset that Elon Musk and President Trump want to open the books in regards to the money that we're sending out to other countries. You know, a lot of those people were from Virginia and D.C., you know, and Maryland, obviously. And those were the ones that were really stepping up to the mic. Now, we did hear from Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and some others. But at the same time, it was very clear that the surrounding states are extremely nervous about opening the books down there in D.C. And I look, we know how Maryland has been operating for quite some time, so we know why they're nervous. I've got Kevin in Lutherville. Kevin, you wanted to weigh in? Kevin? All right. Kevin could not hold on there. Kevin, if you want to call back, you can. I got a text here from Elaine. Elaine says, good morning, Cam. I'm all in favor of eliminating waste at the federal government level, but how we approach it is important. Apparently, communication to federal employees has been insulting and condescending, especially to those who do not necessary jobs, especially those who do necessary jobs well. If there are those who have been affected in this way, encourage them to contact the president and let him know. After all, we know Elon Musk is no saint. Elaine, I understand what you're saying there, and I heard the same thing, that they walked in and they basically just wanted to open the books. Here's another piece of this that I also see. If the president says, and Elon Musk has the authority thanks to President Trump, if they walk in and they say that they want to open the books and this is to, you know, basically check out exactly where the money's going, what is being spent on, there shouldn't be any pushback, right? At that point in time, if it's going to take you time to get things together, that's fine. I'm sure you could communicate that with them. You know, say, hey, you know, we don't have everything, you know, organized completely right now, which is understandable. We will need maybe 30 or 60 days to get these things organized, and then we'll have it over to you. From my understanding, and I could be totally wrong, Elaine, from my understanding, there was basically a protest that happened within the office saying, you can't do that. You don't have the authority to open the books. Whereas Elon Musk does, in fact, have that authority thanks to President Trump. So I know what you're saying. I don't know. At this point, as he said, she said, because we weren't in there. But you're right. If they feel as though that they're being condescending and they're not being, I guess kind of sensitive to the entire thing, then perhaps, yeah, the conversation needs to be had. But you can't sit there and say, oh, I'm not opening the books, or oh, I won't do what is being told here, because you don't have the authority to do so. You just don't. And I think that some of these members, like Jamie Raskins and others, they look a little suspicious to me. Because we can't even get you, Jamie Raskins, to address the illegal immigrants, causing crime and murdering individuals under the name of MS-13 in Montgomery County. Yet, when we're talking about doing a little bit of, you know, auditing and accounting, here you are jumping out of your seat saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. You know, it's like, well, dang, where were you on the MS-13 member that recently sexually assaulted and killed a woman not too long ago there in Montgomery County? You didn't say a word about that. So it's looking a little suspicious, just a bit. I've got some audio here from our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, because, you know, this is what many people in the administration are talking about, and that is that this USAID fund, the money there, has been used as a slush fund, and some people are suspecting that there could have been some money laundering going on. Take a listen.
And here's the reason why Elon Musk and others have been taking a look, because if you look at the waste and abuse that has run through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government. Thank you, guys.
Now, just listening to that list, right, anybody would say, well, that's not a ton of money, but it all adds up. It all adds up, and why would we be doing this, right? Why would we be sponsoring DEI initiatives in other countries or trans, you know, opportunities in other countries? And I also, just so you know, I want to believe that they're kind of hiding some of this in maybe some of those line items, because I don't know if they would really sponsor some of these things. Like, it sounds good, right? It sounds like they're saying, oh, yes, we're going to have make sure that DEI is, you know, something that's worldwide. And that's because we really, truly believe that, even though they're making it sound good to their constituents and those that might support DEI. But at the same time, how do you verify that that's where that money is actually going? They're not verifying it. Right. It's that's what we're being told. Like I said before the break, if the IRS came to you or I, we would have to verify the line items. The government hasn't had to verify it yet. They're trillions of dollars in debt. I mean, you know, we have to hold these people accountable at some point in time. And that's what I was saying earlier with some of the callers, because they're like, well, the market's going to fluctuate. The consumer's going to take a lot of this on our back. You know, initially we are. But at the end of the day, if it gets us to a point where we're in a better position financially 5 years from now, I'm okay with it. I think it's worth the investment. Earlier, I was talking about Jasmine Crockett and her interview on CNN where she told everybody she had to work twice as hard to get where she is. It looks like I have a caller that wants to weigh in on it. I get upset with that comment because, honestly, I don't know how hard anybody else has to work to get where they are in life. And she doesn't either. Scott in Westminster. Scott, did you want to weigh in on that?
Good morning, Kim. Yeah, morning. Jasmine Crockett. Yeah, let's take a look at her district and where she's from and all that good stuff. She represents the 30th district in the state of Texas, okay? Now, according to the Cook Political Report, it is a D+27 district. It is 40% black, 36% Hispanic, 17% white. According to the Cook Political Report, it is the most Democrat district in the state of Texas. And she won the general election with 84% of the vote versus a Libertarian. There was no Republican opponent. Yeah. So this woman crying poor mouth is very laughable.
Scott, thank you so much for sharing that. So she didn't even have a Republican opponent?
No, according to the local report, no Republican opponent at all, just a Libertarian.
Oh,
this
wow.
woman, all she has to do is file the paperwork and she's going to win.
Jeez.
I mean, compare her effort to your effort, okay?
Oh, yes. Scott, you were there.
Kim, I saw you going door to door and worked that campaign, and you put more work into your campaign than she does into hers.
Yeah, and I would never say that I have to work that hard. Yeah, no, some people, Scott, I don't know where they come up with some of these quotes, but I appreciate you sharing that because I didn't realize that.
Take care.
Thank you. Right. You have a great day. And just so you guys know, Scott was there working on the campaign with us. He was there phone banking, sign waving, and door knocking with us. And let me tell you what, we worked hard. We worked really hard. And I think I told you guys, we knocked over 17,000 doors, called over 9,000 voters. And yet I would still never say that I had to work twice as hard to sit, you know, in any seat. I don't know how hard other people are working. And that to me, that's not, you know, what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the people. I'm focused on doing what I have to do to represent, you know. But this is kind of like this talking point, like I said, that's been used for so long that I wish that they would just retire it. Because it goes down to class and social economic status, not skin color. Not skin color at all. I mean, you can look at like, what do they call them? Legacy appointments or nepotism or anything like that. That could be done in any race. That could be done at any point, you know, whether it's going off to college, whether it's, you know, because their parents and alumni, whether it's, you know, getting some kind of executive position at a job. It's not always on one side. You know what I mean? And you really don't know how hard other people work. And I think that's bizarre that we continue to say this. Looks like I got another caller here. Leonard in Silver Spring. Leonard, haven't talked to you in a while. You wanted to good morning. You want to weigh in on Elon Musk?
Yeah. So, listen, I mean, if the stuff that Elon Musk was being done by George Soros, you MAGA folks and the conservative folks would be up in arms. This is the wrong way of doing business. And frankly, everybody should be concerned that Trump has allowed Musk to unfettered access to government payment systems that have all our personally identifiable information.
Well, I think he had to get a security clearance just like everybody else.
Any way that he wants. In any way that he wants. He brought in his own server. We have no idea that the guys that Musk is using are government employees. If they have a contract in order to do the things that they're doing, are there any security requirements in order for them to access this information or store this information? So from a competitive point of view, Elon Musk now knows how much is being paid to every one of his competitors, because his companies do business with the federal government. This thing stinks to all to high heaven. There is no way in any legitimate government or any business process that this is acceptable. And you guys on the right need to wake up and see the danger that's being perpetrated in front of you. And just for, and because this,
let me ask you a question. I get where you're going on this one. Let me ask you a question. If it wasn't Elon Musk, and just so you know, they all have security clearances, by the way. If it wasn't Elon Musk, say it was some average Joe that just wanted to open the books and he had the Department of Government Efficiency, would you be fine with that?
It isn't just opening the books. There needs to be a process. There needs to be procedures that need to be followed to make sure that our information is protected.
But he's got a security clearance, and so does his staff, just like everybody else.
All that information now has been exposed. Those are targets from China, from South Korea. I mean, not South Korea, North Korea. Any one of our adversaries can now potentially now access that information easier than it was before, because we have no idea what this clown Elon Musk is doing with that data or securing that
data.
This is all
hypothetical, because they have
to
get security. No, listen for a second. They have to get security clearances just like anybody else that's working in the government. And if this was truly a concern, hold on, Leonard, I'd let you speak. If this was truly a concern, why did Johnny O, Elon Omar, or any of those people, Jamie Raskin, why did they bring this part up if they really thought that he had people in there that would be, you know, siphoning off some of this data?
So this is what I would, this is my response. So what I will, and I will give credit to Trump for this, because he's basically flooding the zone. There's so much nonsense going on, DEI, erasing anything trans-related from all the government websites, removing data, LGBTQ, from studies and so forth that were posted on government websites, this tariff nonsense, this USAID nonsense, the stuff with Colombia, the tariffs. It's all nonsense, and people are still trying to get their heads wrapped around it. I'm a secure. I've done work with the government. I do work with the government. My folks have security clearances. I understand what the threats are. And
so how are we supposed to trust you over Elon Musk?
Is doing.
We're supposed to trust you, even though, you know, you're saying we shouldn't trust Elon Musk. I mean, we could feel that you are too political and that you could take some of this data. You see how this works?
So I understand what the consequences are, because there's, when I have a government contract or any of these contractors have a government contract, there's accountability built in. We know the consequences if somebody messes up to our company and to the employees. We have no idea as the U.S. public if there is any accountability or oversight to what's happening with what Elon Musk is doing and the folks that he's bringing in. I have no idea if this college kid that he's brought in is cleared or cleared or even has.
Well,
the
they would have to be cleared, Letter. You know how this works.
Why would they have to be cleared? He just brought him in off the street and said, "Wait, there's no background."
These people aren't brought in off the streets, Leonard.
You now have a clearance,
Leonard.
On,
these people are not brought in off the streets. You know that's not true. You have to have a clearance to be in those buildings.
Went through a security background check. Guarantee it.
Leonard.
Mark it today. Leonard Walker from Silver Spring says there has been no security background check performed on any of the folks that Elon Musk has brought into the organization.
Okay. We'll make sure just for you, but I could say that about anybody that works for the government.
No, you can't.
Yes,
Kim,
I can.
Come on, girl.
You have
girl,
to be,
girl,
you
know
have
better.
To have a clearance.
You know
You have
yeah,
to have a clearance.
Leonard,
I appreciate you calling in, and I do, and I love you. I do. Thank you for calling in.
Stop drinking the Kool-Aid, girl. Everybody has some sort of level of security clearance and background. Even public trust has.
Leonard, if that was the case, I guarantee you Jamie Raskin would have raised it yesterday. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Jamie's not brand new. You know this.
I'm telling you, Kim. I'm telling you, Kim, you guys all should be.
Leonard, have a great day.
We all should be concerned about how this stuff is being gone down.
And I am concerned.
And we can't have some guy come in and say, hey, I'm gonna close the doors and no government employees can come in.
Are government employees now. They have the clearance. They have to be held accountable just like anybody else, Leonard. You know how this works.
Who's going to hold them accountable, Kim?
Are you serious? Who holds the rest of the government accountable? That's really our problem. That's why we're even at this point right now. That's why they're at the USAID office, because people are not being held accountable. Leonard, you're making my point here.
So Congress Congress allocated these funds to USAID. That's a congressional responsibility, right?
Yes, and President Trump has now said that Elon Musk should go in and take a look at where all these funds are being sent. And that is, you have to be one of those individuals that want to get to the bottom of government waste, fraud, and abuse. I know that you do.
I'm cool with, I'm cool with finding out where the waste is, Kim.
Yes.
I am cool.
You just don't want Elon doing it.
I'm cool with reform. It needs to be done. You do it the right way.
Well, thank you, Leonard, so much. I don't know how else you do it. It sounds to me he just has a personal beef with Elon. If it wasn't Elon, maybe he'd be okay with it. I don't know. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Imagine real quick losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or even Kim Klasick live? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar. I hope that it doesn't, but if it does, I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and that is with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so you have no excuse. Get on the phone today. Call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about Elon Musk going in, wanting to know, and this is, again, it's under the State Department, right? And Marco Rubio, former Senator Marco Rubio, now he's the Secretary of State, he even talked about this. I was going to try to clip the audio, but it was so loud wherever he was. I don't know where he was standing, but it was crazy loud, so I didn't clip it. But he even said, look, you know, we need to get to the bottom of these things. Elon has the authority. He has a clearance. So does everybody on staff that's going in trying to get these line item receipts. And I got a text here from Marty. Marty says, how do I know people hired by Leonard are cleared? Because he said so? Prove it, Leonard. Yes. It sounds to me Leonard just doesn't want Elon Musk to do it. Because to work there, to go into these offices, to try to request any of this information, you have to have a clearance. Okay? You have to. You can't get in the building, I think, even over there, unless you have a clearance. And so that doesn't make any sense. You know, saying that they just pull people off the streets, that's not a thing. I got Dee Dee in Baltimore. Dee Dee, you wanted to weigh in?
I certainly do. Kim, thanks for taking my call. This morning I had to chuckle listening to Leonard, and it amazes me over the last 2 or 3 weeks how many people are triggered by government efficiency. I couldn't help but laugh this morning. And I think those people who are most triggered are those who are afraid of merit-based employment.
Yeah. Yep. I think so, too.
I've worked for state government, so I've seen waste. I've seen people hired who should not have been hired, and it was the most frustrating thing I've ever done in my entire lifetime. But I had to call and just say I had to chuckle, and thank you for my morning chuckle. You are wonderful.
Well, thank you, Dee Dee. We'll thank Leonard, too. I hope you have a great week.
You, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I understand what Leonard's trying to say, and I understand even when he pulls up the part that Elon Musk, he is a very smart guy. And I guess in his mind, he could be siphoning, some of the data and using it later. But you can't do those kind of things. You can't. And he does answer to President Trump, but he'll also answer to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And Marco Rubio was confirmed 99-0. Democrats, independents, Republicans, they all love Senator Marco Rubio because he is very good at his job, and I think he has a lot of integrity, and I don't think he would get there and play these games. The real piece of this, what we shouldn't be distracted from, is that there are people in Congress that are afraid to be transparent. If you recall, when I ran against Johnny Olszewski, what was his big tagline? Transparency. No one does transparency like him, right? Oh, my office is so transparent. I've always been transparent as a Baltimore County executive. No, you haven't. And right now, you're protesting and standing in the way of transparency at the federal government when it comes to our tax dollars. How is that transparent? It's not. It's not. And that's why I said I thought Johnny was smarter than this. The fact that he spoke at that protest yesterday, bizarre. He might want to call his dad and get some advice. Coming up next, we'll talk more about the BGE and the energy prices in Maryland.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. God is watching America's Christians. Having lived through the Cold War, including a hitch in the Navy, I have firsthand knowledge that Ronald Reagan's peace through strength strategy works. Prior to